we buy a lot of agricultural products, and we sell substantial amounts of machinery and high-level services, financial services, information services, and that kind of thing. The total exports are worth more than $40 billion, so they're very significant. Primary amongst them are phosphate fertilizers, machinery, information technology.
Now, as we mentioned at the outset, a number of Florida officials have made these trips to the South. In your opinion, Hank, does that really help to stimulate trade with these countries?
It does help. It helps foster the relationships that ultimately result in trade. And then there are significant direct effects that we can measure. Orlando Aviation Authority officials made a number of trips to Brazil and to Argentina that ultimately resulted in direct flights. And that has a very beneficial effect not only on tourism, but ultimately on business connections as well.
Brazil, of course, is one of our major trading partners in South America. How much of that is directly a result of our politicians going down there and creating these relationships?
Well, our political leadership certainly plays a role. Exactly how much is hard to gauge, but certainly they accelerated what would have happened and probably augmented it, especially in terms of creating the transportation and cultural linkages that ultimately result in more tourism and more trade.
Can you give us some numbers, Hank? What are we talking about in terms of how much growth have we seen in both importing and exporting with those neighbors to the South?
Well, over the last few years, we've seen compound rates of growth of 10% to 20%. So it's very significant in terms of the growth. And the opportunities are very strong for us. Our connections, our geography gives us a competitive advantage. Miami and potentially some point Orlando may become gateways for that trade.
Now, in a related development, Governor Scott recently announced some major investments in Florida's ports, including nearly $24.5 million to dredge out, deepen, and widen Port Canaveral. How much of an effect will that have on the economy, on the Space Coast, and also farther inland here in Orlando?
It has a significant effect because these type of investments have what we call very high multiplier effects. They create substantial amounts of jobs and income. And in the case of, say, Cape Canaveral, that deepening and widening will provide the opportunity to be able to bring rockets and large pieces of equipment in and can't move in and out now.
There have been some proposals to build up rail capacity between Port Canaveral and Orlando International Airport. Do you think that's a realistic scenario? Will that happen? And what impact would that have?
Well, it would have a big impact if it could happen. There's been a lot of talk about it for some environmental constraints, but it would be a great thing if that could happen, for it would open up the ability to bring petroleum directly into Canaveral and then service Orlando. Right now, the petroleum all comes in, well, not all, but a substantial amount comes into Tampa and is brought across to Taft.
The governor is also proposing investments in the ports of Tampa and Miami, $23 million in Tampa, $77 million from Miami. Will those expenditures give us a competitive edge as a state or here in Central Florida?
They do maintain our competitive position. There is very strong competition for the ports business. The states to the north of us have been investing heavily, so it's very important to continue to maintain the competitive position of our ports. The substantial improvements in Tampa allowed for an increase in petroleum. The very significant dredging project in Miami will allow the Port of Miami to service the large Panamax ships if we can attract some of those movements to the state, which would create a tremendous economic impact.
And you also say the new deeper, wider ports in various locations around Florida might also help us continue to build on our success in trade with Central and South America and also benefit the cruise ship industry.
Yes, that's exactly right. That is more likely how they'll impact us.